Hello and welcome to this video tutorial. Today we're going to take a look at the Flash F animation component for the Flash authoring tool. Flash F is a really easy use, a really great animation component for Flash. Now it is a Flash ActionScript 3.0 component, so that means that you can only run it or use it using Flash CS3 or newer. And Flash F is a great tool for designers who want to get complex looking and really nice looking animations without all the hassle of tons of animating, tons of tweening or frame by frame animation, and certainly without all the coding. So it is a really extremely easy way to get all this animation, and it's an extremely easy tool to use both now, and if you come back to a project weeks or months later, you can go back in and you can edit very easily all the animation you created. So it's a really great tool for Flash designers to be able to create these nice looking animations very easily. Now, what all can we do with Flash F? Well, simply put, we can do an awful lot with Flash F, but more specifically, we can build animations using images, using movie clips, text fields. We can fade them in or out using a large number of unique effects, dozens of effects, each of which you are able to then go in and fine-tune and customize to create dozens of variations on each of those dozens of effects. So the end result is hundreds of different effects come out of these patterns that come with Flash F, so you're really able to create many, many, many different kinds of animations. And not only that, we can use buttons and movie clips and dynamic text to create buttons that can be linked to external pages on the web, to other parts of our Flash movie, to play sounds, to play other animations we've created in our Flash movie. We can trigger these buttons in a wide variety of different ways on the mouse press, on the mouse release. If you're familiar with any ActionScript, on the mouse roll on or roll over, on the mouse roll out. So we have many different ways we can utilize our buttons. We can also use filters. There are a bunch of filters that come with the Flash F component. These filters can be applied to virtually any visual element in your Flash movie, video, text, movie clips. Virtually anything you can apply filters to, which is very nice. And also you can combine all these different transition effects and filter effects that come with Flash F. You can mix them all together and create more complex animations in one object. You can use that to make visible other Flash objects that you've applied filters and effects to. So you can create extremely complex and complicated animations very quickly and very easily, and it really is going to look like you spent a whole lot of time creating these effects, but really the component makes it very easy. And I'm going to show you here this SWF file that I created, and all the animation in this is done with the Flash F component, and it literally took me probably between 5 and 10 minutes to do all the animating, extremely fast. Here is what it is, what it looks like. You can see it's all of the text coming on with different transitions, and it is going to also transition off. And I also have this button here, and the coding behind this button, which is going to allow us to go to this video, which has a filter, several filters applied to it. The button, the coding that allows us to move to the spot in the timeline where the video is all done through the Flash F component. And this video, I also have made a giant button out of, and I can click it, and it's going to bring me back to my original text animations. So the Flash F component is capable of doing a whole lot, and we're going to get into how to do some of that later on. But for now, we're going to take a look at how to get the Flash component installed on your system and how to start using it. Now, before we can install the Flash F component, we need to make sure that we have it downloaded and that we have set up a username and password, created an account on the website. So you're going to click the free download button. It's going to bring you over to the Jump Eye Components website, where you need to log in or sign up and then continue the download page and download the component. Now, I have the component right here. This is what you're going to download. It's actually going to be a .zip file, so you need to unzip it, extract it, and place it in a folder somewhere on your hard drive. But before we can go about installing it, you need to just make sure that you do not have the Flash F component already installed, Now, obviously, here on my system, I already have it installed, so I'm going to show you how to uninstall it. There are various reasons why you may already have this installed, even though theoretically you're downloading it and using it for the first time. You may have downloaded the beta, or you may have an older version of it. So I'm going to close this FlashF document, or this Flash document, it's not a FlashF document, and I'm just going to save it. Now, you can get to the extension manager by going to the Help menu and Manage Extensions. Now, the Adobe Extension Manager appears, and you can see that the only extension I have is the FlashF extension. I need to uninstall this or get rid of this so I can install the new one. So I'm just going to select it and hit the trash can here. You're about to remove the FlashF extension. Do you want to continue? Yes, I do. And it's going to remove it. And once it has finished removing it, it's going to tell me that it has been successfully removed. And in order for the changes to take effect, we must close and restart Flash CS3. I'm going to hit OK, and I'm going to close the extension manager. I'm also going to close Flash. Now, I'm going to close Flash because in order to install this, you really should have Flash closed. You're at least going to need to restart Flash after installing the FlashF component. So I want to come back to that folder where this .mxp file is. It's flashf.mxp. That is the file you're looking to install. So you're just going to double-click it. And up pops Adobe Extension Manager again. Now, this is just going to tell me, you know, the disclaimer, do you accept all these terms? And I can choose to accept, of course, after reading through them all. Accept. And it's going to install it now. It's going to tell me it was successfully installed. If you do not have the newest version of Adobe Extension Manager, it is very easy to get. All you need to do is go to Adobe's website, and on their homepage, select the Community button, drop-down menu comes down, select Adobe Exchange, and on the Adobe Exchange homepage, there is going to be a link for the Extension Manager. It's a download. You can just go and you can download it for either the Mac or Windows operating system. So very easy to get a hold of the Extension Manager. So all that's left to do is go and open Flash back up, and there we go, we have it open. And here we hit the Help menu. We can choose Manage Extensions. And again, there's the FlashF installed extension. So now that we have it installed, let's take a look at how to get started using it. The first thing we need to do here in Flash is create a new document. So you can create a new document, or you can open an existing document, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up this document here that I have created. I'm just going to double-click that wide bar to collapse the timeline because we're not really going to need it here. The first thing that you want to do with your document is make sure you have the Properties panel open. If you do not have the Properties panel open, you go Window, Properties, right there, hotkey, Command or Control F3. Now, the Properties panel has the frame rate input box, excuse me, and we want to up that to about 30 frames per second. That is going to ensure that we get some nice quality in our animations, which is really going to be essential because these are going to be pretty complex effects. We don't want them to look choppy and all messed up and slow. So 30 frames per second is a good way to go. The next thing we want to do is go Window, Components. When the Components panel opens, you're going to notice there are two new component folders, the FlashF patterns and the FlashF component. Now, you can think of this main FlashF component as the mothership of all of these Flash patterns. All of the animations you create using this FlashF component are going to be based on this core component. Any animation that's on the stage needs to come from this. So whenever you want to create an animation, this is the first thing that you need to drag out of this component panel. It is what everything else comes from. So it's very important that you understand that all of these patterns come out of this. So what we're going to do is I actually have some dynamic text here in my library that I've saved as a movie clip. I'm going to drag that out and I'm just going to right click it and break it apart to make it raw dynamic text. It's important because we're going to be doing some text effects here I'm going to show you, and there is a difference, as you can see here, these show and hide animations. There's the symbol animation and text animation. And text animation is actually able to dissect the block of text, break it down into lines of text, individual words, and even individual letters. So it can tailor the effect that you see based on the letters and the words and the lines of text that you are seeing. So it's very cool. And when we place this text, there are a couple things that are very important that you go ahead and do with your dynamic text. Now, note we are making it dynamic text, not static or input text, dynamic text. I want to anti-alias this for animation, and I want to select the embed button and just select autofill and hit OK. Now, we can click on this Flash F component and just drag it out of the components panel and just drop it over the dynamic text. Notice it snaps to the top left corner. It is now interacting with this block of dynamic text. I can close the components panel now. I'm actually just going to drag it and drop it my dock over here. The next part of what we're going to do is going to be editing this Flash F component to make it do something. And this is where it's important that you signed up on the website, because you can't go and customize these patterns without having an account on the website. So what we're going to do is go Window, Other Panels, Flash F Panel. And this is the panel that is specifically for your Flash F components. I'm going to drag this over and give it its own dock here. And I'm going to sign in using my screen name, which is Tutvid, and then my password. And I'm going to tell it not to keep me signed in, although you can opt to keep you signed in. Sign in, and when we do this, it is going to tell us to choose a transition, but actually before that, it is going to show you this. Choose a Flash F component, please. So we need to look back over at the stage. Let me collapse this dock. Give us a little bit more room. Choose a Flash F component. This is one of the components. I'm going to select it. You can see now we get a series of tabs. And we also get a little drop-down menu that we'll talk about in a minute. But these tabs are where all of your animation is going to come from. You get your show and hide animations, which essentially are animations that fade in and bring this text up, or fade this text out using all kinds of fancy animations. We've got the filters, which some of the filters are animated. Some of them are just static filters that could blur. They can do all sorts of different things. Then we have the button animations. And under this button tab, we also have the area where we can set up the different commands. You can see FEC. Those are the button command patterns. Now, another thing that I neglected to mention a minute ago about all these codes that I have written out are each of these patterns, as we can see over here in the components panel, has a prefix of FES, FET, FEB, FEC, or FEF. And depending on that prefix, it just tells you what it is for. FES is for symbol animation, FET is for text animation, FEB is for button, FEC are the button command patterns, and FEF are the filter animations. Now, just because FET, for instance, is for text animation, or FES is for symbol animation, you can use these symbol animations on text. You can use them for all sorts of different things. So just because the name suggests one thing, don't let that limit you in what you use it for, because there are all sorts of things you can use these for. So let's just create a quick transition real quick. I'm going to choose Show, and I'm here under the Pattern tab. You can see all these sub-tabs too. We are going to choose, I'm going to scroll down to, you can see we're down to FET, I'm going to choose FET 3D Cam Focus, and I'm going to leave it at all the default settings. Now, you can see the screen just blurred out for a second, and it told me it was importing that. Yes, it is importing it here into my library. You can see Cam Focus. The Flash F component was imported to my library as soon as I placed it on stage. So there we go. That's all imported. Now, what I can do is I can simply preview the SWF file. I'm just going to select anywhere out on stage. I'm going to go Control Test Movie. Let's see what happens. You can see I get this really cool animation effect, and it's that easy. I just created it that quickly. Now, one other thing that I want to point out before I let you go is this drop-down menu up here in the top right. This is a very important and very helpful drop-down menu. Why? Well, let's say we created a whole bunch of different effects. Okay, I'm going to import this pattern. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm going to import the 3D cam depth and maybe another one, the stripes. Okay, let's say I want to take a look at what is the stripes going to look like, but I don't want to preview my movie. I can select this drop-down menu and just simply choose preview, and it's going to show me. There we go. That's what it looks like. Now, I know this isn't a text effect because it just applied it on an image, but I can still use it for this text if I want. I'm going to come down here and let's say FET Bubbles. It's going to import it. I can preview this as well. And that, you can see, is on text. So that's not all that drop-down menu gives us. It also gives us the ability to sign out. And one of my favorite things about it is the optimized FLA selection. Now, what that is going to do for us is note in the library we have all of these patterns that have been imported, because as we choose a pattern to apply to text, it automatically imports into the library, which is nice, but if we don't end up using it, it's just extra stuff that's sitting in our library that we don't need. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back to the Flash F panel, and I know the pattern I want is that FET 3D focus. I'm just going to leave it at the default, as I mentioned a minute ago. And I'm going to come in here and hit Optimize FLA. Doesn't look like it's done anything, but it has. Over here in the library, you can see it's gotten rid of all the patterns that we aren't using in our document. It only left the FET 3D cam focus. So that is a really, really helpful thing. It keeps you from accidentally deleting patterns that you're actually using somewhere in your document, even if you thought maybe you weren't using them. So that's pretty much it for a basic overview of the Flash F component. Really super easy to use. You can see how quickly I just threw that animation in there. And I could then go and fade this out with some other animation. And again, like this text suggests, you have all these different types of patterns you can use, but don't be afraid to experiment and try using different patterns for different things. It's really a whole lot that can be done with this Flash F component, and really the sky's the limit. So I urge you to play around with it and enjoy this new animating experience using Flash F component. Thank you very much.